American rock singer Patti Russo is in the UK for a short British tour. Patti made her name sharing a stage with Meatloaf for the best part of 20 years. She's now doing shows under her own name. I caught up with Patti a few days ago and asked her how her link-up with the big man came about.
Funny enough, I mean, it's one of those crazy stories. I answered an advert in one of the music papers. Just happened to be at my day job. I was working in a hair salon had gigs at night, working with a club band, and I randomly ran next door to go pick up a newspaper, a New York paper called The Village Voice, and just look at the classifieds in the back. And there was an ad for an international rock star seeking a female vocalist with, I think, comedic timing and an open mind. It's exactly what... So I was like, okay, this could be interesting. And so phoned it up. I had to submit some pictures, which was odd because working in a hair salon, we get crazy and things get a bit hectic. And I had long hair at the time and decided the one day to just chop it all off. And so I went from this big, long mane to a Liza Minnelli type of do. And when I had to answer the ad, I had the pictures with my long hair, but now I had no new pictures, and I just spent a fortune taking these headshots. So I took it upon myself to take one of the other headshots. I sent them the original one with the long hair, and I put a little arrow underneath, and I put over, please, and then took another picture and cut out all the hair and just taped it on there. And they said, well, we need to meet this girl.
And what was the audition like? Was it an audition?
It was, yeah. In the beginning, it was all well and good because it wasn't like one of these, you know, where you walk into a room and there's just all these cackling hens running around. So I have to say, it was quite comfortable and all of that. But let's cut to the second audition, shall we? Because another callback, and apparently I missed the memo and did not get the memo. And apparently I walk into a room on my second audition, and walk into a room and everybody's dressed in white. And of course, not me. And unbeknownst to me, I mean, I guess he had this concept for, I think the video was already filmed for Anything for Love. So he wanted to, you know, see all these women dressed in white. And I come walking in wearing black, you know, and maybe a little floral design here and there. But so that was, I mean, I was freaking out and I was like, oh my God. You know, and I went to the musical director at the time, and I was like, what's going on here? So I panicked. I was panicked. I freaked. Then there was a couple of other callbacks because they were hemming and hawing whether or not they were going to use two girls, one. And apparently, this is true on my part. Who saw it, I'm not sure. But when I left on my final audition, I had a friend of mine come with me, and I had him, because in Manhattan, you know, to park your car, they immediately tow it. And I just didn't have any time to get into a garage, as you say. So I had a friend of mine just sunning himself on the roof of my car. And he was across the way, and he kind of looks at me, sees me come out, and he gives me the thumbs up. And he's like, you know, like, how did it go? And I just kind of put my hands up, and I was like, I wasn't sure. And just as I did that, a city bus drove by. And, I mean, it nearly ran me over. And I was just so full of emotion and all of uncertainty that I just kicked the bus, and I kicked it pretty hard. And apparently they were watching me, some of the band members or Meat, I don't know. They saw the whole thing unfold, and but I did kick the bus. Yeah.
And you had 20 years as part of Meat Loaf's band.
20 years I was a meat patty.
Many, many highlights, no doubt. If you had to choose one of them that you'd love to relive again, anything that springs to mind?
It's just at the moment, you know, I was talking about my moment doing Madison Square Garden, which was a personal moment for me because I had never gone, you know, that's like the mecca of venues in New York, you know, to have played the Garden. I mean, songs have been written about the Garden. Everybody knows Madison Square Garden. And I had never walked into the Garden before. And I had made it a point to... And I said to myself years before that the day I walk into the Garden, I want to be on a stage. And that day came in, I think it was 94, we actually played. It was a snowstorm. Everybody, you know, coming into the city. It was February, you know, blizzard conditions. But and there I was, you know, and it was a moment I'll never forget, being on that stage and looking out, and I was like, I said it years earlier that I wanted to be on that stage, walking into the garden, and it happened. So this prayer was it was quite emotional for me, I must say.
Obviously, Meat is a pretty full-on stage. What about off stage?
Yeah, no, he's, you know, big teddy bear. You know, there's the character, because he performs in, you know, they're characters for him. Each of these pieces that Simon wrote, you know, they're little mini theatrical performances. So he develops the character for each one of them, and you go along with it. It was great fun, yeah.